This is Julie.
Hey, calendar, what's my morning like?
Julie's about to have a long day.
At 9 a.m., soccer carpool. 9:10, purchase birthday card. 9:05, dry cleaning.
Did you just go backwards?
I'm sorry, I can't fit that question into your schedule. 9:15, cry for a little bit.
For days that won't end, let Schwann's help. With Schwann's, you can get delicious meals that go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. Visit today at Schwann's.com.
Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist of billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
All right, I'm hitting it. All right. Cut. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Elevating Beyond Podcast with a two-word mission statement, change lives. And this is driving me crazy because I can hear the feedback in my ear right now, so everything I'm saying, I can hear it twice. So I'm taking them out, and I'm trusting that it's working. But we'll leave that in there, everyone, as I'm knocking mosquitoes and stuff out of my eye to give you the live vibe. Believe it or not, I told all of you that I was off the grid here with my wifey, which I have been. I promise you I have not been working. As I promised, it's good to grind, and there's a season to take time for that mindset. That's what I did from this. I unplugged, and I don't even know who this, I just found a random person here in Dubai. He doesn't even know where we're on a show right now. I'm just getting ready to order. I'm doing a live podcast, and this is the person sitting by me, so I'll have to get a disclaimer. So look, everyone, this is my good man, Patrick. So I don't butcher your last name.
Tell me. Osman.
Osman. That's easy enough. I butcher my own name half the time. Mr. Patrick Osman. And oh my God, I don't even know where to begin with this, of the series of events. I'll maybe have to do an intro of what even led us to be sitting down here together right now.
I know.
In Dubai, I don't know if you all can see the background. It's not dark enough yet, but we have the ocean behind us. We have that huge Ferris wheel thing.
Dubai Eye.
And actually, my man Patrick here recommended this beautiful Sheraton that we're staying at. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is amazing because I always tell everyone, like, as you continue to go out of your comfort zone and push yourself to new levels, you continue to meet other people that are out of their comfort zone, pushing themselves at new levels. Instead of sitting there waiting, saying like, I'm waiting for that mentor, I'm waiting for that so-called guru to reach out and connect to me. It's like you keep doing, and when you're busy doing and you're out there, you meet other people that are out there doing. We have totally different businesses.
Correct.
But we're businessmen first, entrepreneurs first, and then we started speaking also.
Yeah.
Out of a passion to help others.
Correct.
Share our story.
Right.
And then also speak on like our different levels of expertise. And that's where we met in California. What was that, 2 years ago?
I honestly think it was three.
Three.
Jeez. I think it was three because we spoke together on stage that day in California. Seasons of change.
Yes.
Seasons of change. You, I, Greg, there was a few other speakers that day as well. And that was the first time I met you.
It was.
That was the first time I met you.
It was. And it was so crazy because you, at that time, were living in Australia.
Correct.
I flew in there with my man, Greg Walker, and then we just got to talking, and I love what you were doing with your company. First of all, I love any time I speak when I can connect with people that aren't just authors and speakers, which I have all the respect for, but also are in the grind, have a company, have been doing business, have built with their own blood, sweat, tears.
They can back themselves up.
Yes.
first just teaching theories and all that crap. But the thing is, like today, and this honestly frustrates me, and it probably frustrates you as well, the fact that, like, we've written books, and in the books that we've written, we tell stories of how we tried things and they worked, and how pretty much it's a proven system of how to...
Like our playbook.
Correct.
Yep.
It's a proven system of how to control the brain and how to leverage off specific individuals or specific resources so you can grow. What's happening today is that you have 13 or 14-year-old motivational speakers who look at Instagram posts and they then make a video on 3 or 4 Instagram posts and attempt to inspire other people, which is cool. I'm down for that. But at the same time...
Don't be...
You can't back yourself up.
Yeah.
You can't back yourself up.
Don't be telling people that you have... Don't be overselling something that you don't have. Like, some people will come here and they'll fly to Dubai and they'll get a bunch of pictures of being in a yacht and they'll break into a yacht and literally get pictures. Or they'll be in debt. Or you know what I mean? It's like just to try to show all that crap.
Yeah.
But they don't know the real in the trenches of what it really takes. Right. And if they're real, like, my best advice is just be you. Like, at a younger age, if I wanted to get on and talk about what I knew, what I had been through, being younger, things that I, even the younger years, overcome in jail, and even just starting to go to college, and I started maybe sharing that, like, be real, share what you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to act like you know all this crap that you don't know.
And you don't have to act like you own all this crap that you don't own as well.
Oh, gosh.
Like... By the way, just so everyone knows who I am, my name is Patrick Osman. I'm a 26-year-old entrepreneur and author. I own and am the CEO of the Sales Training Academy, which is a sales training company. I've pretty much developed a psychological system that is bulletproof. So basically, my system, once you learn it, you'll learn how to persuade and influence anyone in business. And a lot of people that are entrepreneurs and startups create beautiful and innovative ideas but fail to sell it or take it to market. Once you take my course, you will take any product to market and you will assist investors to get their cash. You'll persuade individuals and businesses to work alongside you and persuade with ease.
We'll talk about some of the... And yeah, by the way, I've only had hundreds of interviews of guests all over the world and 3 million listeners, and you can tell what a great job I did introducing you, right? This is how pros do it.
No, but the thing is, the best part about this interview
it's a conversation. To me, it's about a conversation.
No, but it is. But the best part about this interview is that it wasn't formal. It's like when we were at dinner the other night, we had dinner and it was like this, right? There wasn't a structure and a formality. Like, it was just...
The best substance comes out when I'm even getting to a point now where I have a camera guy that's an intern at OSU that's starting to follow with more of my stuff, because it's in the real conversations with the best. It's not the rehearsed stuff.
No, the rehearsed stuff's nonsense.
I mean, just letting everyone know, first of all, the fact that we're both here in Dubai is crazy.
That's another thing.
I always say God is orchestrating, because... my wife and I were going to come here. This is the first time my wife and I have been able to take a trip for this long without our kids since we've been married. We've had some 3 or 4 day trips. We've done longer ones with the kids, but just her and I. And then all of a sudden out of nowhere, I just happened to jump on Facebook, and on my personal one, like, I hit the 5,000 limit like a long time ago, so I have a public page now, so I'm not on my personal one as much, and I just happened to jump on there for a minute and you were live streaming from Dubai, and I'm like, oh, Patrick's in Dubai, that's where I'm going. And you're like, well, I think I'm going to be living here now. So then I just hit him up. I'm like, hey, my wife and I are heading there in like 2 months. And he's like, cool, man. He recommended some cool places to stay.
I recommended this joint.
That's right.
The Sheraton and JBR, yeah.
And this place has been incredible. Sheraton, you can give me a reimbursement.
Yeah, 100%. Best commission for that, sure.
I like to give credit where credit's due. But then my wife and I have been doing tons, but we were able to meet up, and thank you for taking us to dinner.
Dude, I got your back, man.
And, tonight we're going to be checking out some stuff with real estate.
But I mean, really, I just like catching up with people that are like-minded. That what I respect about what you have done, what a lot of people don't understand, is not only did you like take a leap of faith with starting your business, and God, you're only 26. I was about to slap the thing over when you said you were 26.
You didn't know that yet?
No, I was like, man, all right, we're ending the show. I'm getting too old. I'm 39. I'm literally turning 40 on Friday. Part of the reason we came here.
Yes.
But when I started Dreamshine, I was 26. But you started, you started young. That's amazing. I love it. I love it. And so I just went off on an ADD tangent, but trying to circle back to whatever I was talking about. Oh, yeah, the leap of faith you took. Shiny objects.
Back to my leap of faith.
But not only did you start a business, but then you're here in Dubai now, and you came, and it was going to be like, you were going to do some business with your sales force, your training, consulting, but then it actually led to a bigger contract, and you're like, dude, now I'm staying here for a while. And I could tell, like, you were excited, naturally nervous, excited. Dude, that's gutsy.
To be honest, I...
you just screwed your whole life up. I'm just joking.
There was two ways that could go. I screwed my life up, or it went amazing.
Isn't that the truth, though?
Yeah, it is the truth.
But no one wants to hear that.
That's what risk is about.
You gotta take a risk, yeah.
But risk is about that.
It is.
It's about accepting the fact that you're going to make a mistake, and it's okay.
Yes.
Or getting closer to where it is that you can be.
Yes.
Like, why would you not take that option?
And even if it did so-called screw up, you still would get something out of it that would build up later.
Mark.
You know what I mean?
I've been screwing up for the past 7 years.
Screwing up for the past 39 years.
There you go. There you go. All right? As an entrepreneur, how much money have you lost in investments? How much time have you lost? How much you spent your time, or invested, actually, your time with the wrong people? Like, there is just so many things that have happened in our lives that you stop and you think, now, I am where I am because I made those decisions.
But that's how you learn. That's how you get the wisdom that you have.
You start to dream shine at 26.
Yeah.
If you start to dream shine at 29, you wouldn't be sitting in this chair right now.
No.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah. No, I started it, and it was the peak of the recession. Talk about risk. You met my wife. We just had two kids back to back. Everyone said it was crazy. My office was in a barn. I couldn't know where I would give a loan. I continued to make it happen. I was putting all the money back into my team, into my company. I paid myself just off credit cards like the first year. My team was making more than I was. I was investing back in there. And I've been 12 years doing that. Like 12 years later, and there's still, like, when I get back, I'm going to have problems to solve all the time. It's about putting systems in place. But with what you're doing now, just so people can get like a little bit of a grasp on like the psychology behind it, like, so are you focused more on what you're doing here with your business? Are you teaching other companies how to sell, and also like with what you back up with, like the DISC test, for instance? Like, do you go through that as part of your training, or how do you work with all that stuff?
Okay, so now what I do is the Sales Training Academy has been my business for the past 3 years.
Yes.
I have an online sales training course, as you know, and my book sells itself on Amazon. It's called Your Life, Your Business.
And we'll have a link to it in the show notes.
For sure. And I've been doing sales training consulting. I've done it all over the world now. A lot of face-to-face live events, workshops over a few days. But now what I'm doing is I'm working directly with the royal family, with the private office of the Al Maktoum family, which is the royal family of Dubai. And what I do is I assist pretty much the growth of this country. So me and my team are always on the lookout for unique businesses that want to expand to Dubai. So if you do have a unique value proposition and you want to take your business and expand to Dubai, and you want the opportunity to partner with the royal family,
they should connect with you, right?
Connect with me directly. I'm happy to assess your business.
We'll put your email and everything in there. Mind doing that, right?
No, go nuts. You can put my cell phone. I'm easy.
Call me directly. If you have a unique value proposition and you want to expand to the Middle Eastern Innovation Hub, contact me, and if we know for a fact that we can assist you in penetrating the UAE, then we'll be happy to talk. So I train and coach the businesses that expand out here and assist them with their go-to-market strategy. From a sales and a persuasion perspective, I try a look at their sales process, I find out where the gaps are, and then I implement things like DISC personality profiling, psychological questioning processes. I implement things like tie downs. Mm-hmm. I implement things like hypothetical test closing. So I put all of these key qualifying questions, I put them all in a specific process and make sure that it works in harmony with their product or service. Mm. So that when they sell, the client is forced to say yes. But it's through words, not through attitude.
And do you find it to be pretty universal? So we're in Dubai now, and there's tons of different nationalities and stuff that are working, different companies you're working with from literally from all over the world. You were in Sydney, that I know of. You were in California. So do you find because I know you don't just have one theory and you're like, this works for everyone. How do you work more specific with some clients that may be used to a certain type of learning style or behavioral style? Do you get what I'm trying to say?
I get it. You're talking about the cultural shift between different personality types.
Yeah, so is there a correlation between that and how you teach or what you teach, or is it pretty universal?
Okay, so my teaching methodologies are pretty universal. Okay, so when I'm sitting in front of whoever it is that I'm in front of, I'll read them, and in 2 minutes I will know how to communicate to that person. Right, and I use DISC personality profiling to do that. And me personally, I'm a DI personality type.
Mm-hmm.
And that's someone who's very, very direct, but at the same time has a short attention span.
Yeah.
And, oh, look, there's a fly, let's talk about it. So,
yes.
And you're the same personality type as me.
Yes.
That's why when we were at the mall the other night, we were walking with your wife and she was talking to us and we were engaged, and all of a sudden we said, oh, what's that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? And we saw this big wall and we're just so engaged with that wall, which is funny. But
in Dubai, man,
look, you're dealing with different companies, you're dealing with different cultures, and you need to make sure that whoever it is that you're dealing with, you work with them accordingly, you know? So, for example, the way I would speak to a Russian investor would be different opposed to the way I would speak to a Japanese investor.
Now,
Japanese investors...
Give me an example. So, first of all, it's interesting. And second of all, the people listening, I think, because there's another component here, too, it's you put in experience and time, you can take but then you have to apply it, because that's how you're, because even it's, every Russian is not the same as every, even within them, there's every personality within each.
Good.
But so you kind of can get into that more and have a bigger understanding of how are they, would you say they're more direct than Americans, or what would you say would be some of the key differences? And have you learned that from experience or from studying up on them?
All right, so your question is Russian.
I just asked 30 questions.
Yeah, you just shot me. So let me just go back to the first question that you subtly asked me. My approach is different within inside a race, so Russians, for example.
Mm-hmm.
My approach is different personalities within Russians, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, as human beings, we all have very similar personality traits.
Yes.
We all think, we all talk. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So, if we all think and we all talk, then that's a gauge for me to work off.
Okay.
Now, how you think and how you talk is my second gauge. All right? So, how you act, how you talk, how you think will come out in your actions.
Mm.
And then I will then look at how you're talking and how you're acting, and I won't react, but I'll respond.
Mm.
You with me?
Gotcha.
And I'll respond to the situation accordingly. So if I come across a prospect who's interested in investing in Dubai for whatever reason, if they are loud and if they are direct, I'll be loud and direct, but my words will be different. I'll match and mirror them, but my words will always be playing with their ego. I'll be giving them what they want. I'll say, yes, you're right. If they're loud and they're punching, I'll be punching.
That's like the mirroring.
Exactly right. I give them what they want. It's about subconscious influence, not conscious influence.
A lot of people don't realize that, the whole mirroring thing.
Yeah.
Like, and I think some people have emotional intelligence that they build up where, I mean, obviously you observe people, I think, too. It's like a strength that you have. You can't just get into that. Excuse me. Right now, I can hear that.
The longest day, I apologize.
No, he's been working hard, I know. You've got to. There's no working your butt off.
If you don't work hard, what are you going to do?
You're not.
Are you going to sleep?
Are you going
to watch TV?
There's no.
When you watch Netflix.
10 steps to.
When you watch Netflix, I want you to remember something. Just remember who is getting paid, you or the person on the screen. Remember that.
You've got to put in the time. Like, I'm here with my wife now in Dubai for 16 total days with a flight. I've been off the grid, not getting any communication with my company. I would year one, year two, year three, year four, year five, year six, I could not do. We went on like a week-long trip, 90% of it, I'm in my computer, I'm on the phone, I'm doing, people don't, you know, they don't see that part of it, and they just think, oh, I want to be sitting in Dubai right now with Patrick, the 26-year-old prodigy.
Yeah, a lot of people think that. I'm not gonna state the mainstream crap that everyone talks about.
Yes.
I'm not going to say, listen, you need to hustle. You need to grind. No, all that has lost its value. Words like that, they've lost their value, dude.
It's like concrete workers grind. You can dig ditches and work your butt off, and they work really hard, but a lot of them aren't making what they want to make, and they're not doing what they want to do.
Right.
It's more of like getting laser focused. You know what I mean?
The thing is,
but I get what you're saying. That can get played out. Go ahead.
It gets played out tremendously because the value is lost. Like, now you got rappers, which I respect rappers because they work hard. They're spending so much time in the studio. But they're advertising the word hustle and grind. And now hustle and grind has become more of a trend.
Yeah.
Opposed to taking the word for face value. Like, do you know what grind means? Like, grind means that there's no time. Grind means you're working, you're thinking smart, you're calling, you're closing, you're strategizing, you're planning, you're failing, you're succeeding,
you're
connecting, you're networking, you don't have time to eat, sleep becomes inconvenient, your friends are liabilities, not assets, your bank account is the only thing that will care for you if you treat it properly. That's what grinding is.
Yeah.
But.
Not just for 2 months.
Not just
for 6 months.
No, there's no time limit.
There's seasons, though. Like, for me, I'm married, I have kids. I don't say, like, you should just throw away your wife and kids. I have time for my kids. But there's been times I'm like, look, the ox is in a ditch. I'm going to be working hundreds of hours a week.
100%.
This is going on for this. There's going to be an end to the season, but for now, we don't do this. We don't have food on the table. But it's not going to be like this for, because I never wanted to be one of those people where we have all the money, we have everything, but my kids never knew who I was.
Nah, of course. But you're a father. It's different.
Yeah.
Your grinding
strategy. But you still have to. I try to be at all their stuff, but there's times where I've got things going on. I've got to do it. I'll work. I'll get up at 4 a.m. to make sure, and I hate getting up at 4. Like, Eric Thomas, I love you, when he's like, I don't need no alarm clock. I do. I do, because I don't want to get up at 4. I don't care, maybe, but there's times where I haven't even gotten to bed yet at 4. And it's like, I don't need someone to come on and tell me to grind or this. It's like, when you're really in it and you're doing it, if you really need someone to teach you, to tell you that, then you're not really doing what you need to be doing, because, like, you're so obsessed and caught up in your own little tunnel vision of what you're doing, you don't need someone to really tell you you have to. Like, sometimes it's good to hear it to get some motivation, because we get down,
But you don't really, if you really have to be taught that, I don't think that you're doing
it.
You know what I mean? Like, it just comes with the territory.
Motivation is needed at the beginning. Have you ever thought about this? What is motivation?
It's like a drug.
Let's take the word at face value. Motivation means what? Motive.
Yes.
Motive, right? What's a motive? A motive is a reason. So what's your motive? No one knows what their reason is to exist on this planet. But they say, I feel motivated. I feel inspired. Bro, do you know what your reason is? Do you know what your purpose is? Do you know what your why is? What is it? If you don't know what it is, how do you expect to ever be motivated?
You're going
to
give up.
That's why people keep giving up, because they don't know what their motive is. And once you understand what your motive is, you don't need motivation anymore. All you need is self-discipline. It's a formula. It's simple math. Motivation plus self-discipline plus time equals success.
Plus a why. Like, you have to have something that you believe that's bigger than what you're doing, or else the truth is you will give up. Like, after all those sleepless nights, when the bank account goes to -0+,
I've been there
when the risk,
times.
When you're crying, how am I even going to meet payroll tonight?
I've been there.
You're going to think, I could just go get a job doing something else for someone else, have benefits. And
you know what? Sometimes
you're going to give up.
Sometimes.
And it's okay to have those thoughts.
It's okay not only to have those thoughts, but it's okay to do those things as well.
Thank you for saying that.
It's okay.
You don't have to be a freaking entrepreneur.
No, you know, it's not. You're not
like
forced to.
Speaking of different personality types, everyone is not wired to be. That's another thing that pisses me off. That just because I'm an entrepreneur, I never even called myself that when I was starting DreamShine.
It's a nice word.
No, it's cool now, but back then I was like, I'm just starting my company, I'm building it.
Yeah, starting
all of a
business.
Sudden, it became a big word. Whatever. It's like, okay, I guess entrepreneur. Cool. That's what
I'm
am.
Down with it.
But. Just because it's a hashtag and all that, like, people think I have to be a... It doesn't, like, start doing something, and you'll figure, like, you'll keep figuring it out along the way.
You know what pisses me off? When people call themselves entrepreneurs and go and they hire a car and they rent a car and they get like 5 or 6 girls in bikinis and they put some new music that's called rap music, which I think is crap. It's not rap, it's crap. Today's music. I think that the real rap was 1990s when NWA used to sell CDs off a truck. That was hustle, that was grind, and that was rap.
There was a lot of good hip-hop in the 90s, by the way.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I know,
so much.
As a matter of fact, it was that music and that mentality that I took off the streets when I was a kid, and I put that into a suit.
We were talking about Dre and Levine, how the whole story behind Beats, you follow him from pre-NWA, that's grind, that's obsession, that's...
It's passion, dude.
It's passion.
Dude, he knew his reason. He knew his motive. That's why he was motivated. If you don't know your motive, you will not be motivated. It's simple. It's not difficult. But your next question right now is, okay, great. Pat keeps talking about motive. But Pat, how do we find our reason? How do we find our purpose?
I get asked that all the time.
Okay, I'll give you my answer, but tell me yours first.
I don't have like a 3-point, all I can speak is from my own experience, and I'm honest, I didn't know after jail, I was like, next step, I'm going to go to college, I want to complete something.
Yeah.
I don't even believe everyone has to go to college, I just had to do something with my life.
Yeah.
Because I was...
You needed some direction.
But then after that, I'm like, I want to work with helping people, I don't know what, but I always worked hard in what I did. And then I started seeing, then I got into the field of special needs, and then I saw where there was a huge gap. I saw where there was a need to open something, but if I became obsessed with trying to figure out what my purpose was before I went through like those different steps along the way, I wouldn't have known. Like, I just kept doing, and it's like, I think if you find yourself totally off, like, you need to reassess if you're miserable and you're really not feeling passionate and you're really not feeling like your heart is in it,
yeah.
Then that's when it's like trying to think about, okay, is this really what I want to be doing? But as far as like how to completely discover your purpose, I would love to hear, like, let them know. Give them some tips. What do you recommend?
All right. This is how you do it. I discovered my purpose. I authored my book. I had my book in my hands when I was 23. I started my business at 22. I had 8 failed businesses.
About 4 years.
Huh?
I said you beat me by 4 years.
It's not a competition, bro.
We're ending this interview. Stupid. I'm joking.
I had 8 failed businesses before 22. Okay, so I got started pretty early. But how did I find my purpose? Between the age of 17 and 22, I had 27 jobs. Okay? I cleaned toilets, I served coffee, I cut grass, I sold insurance, I sold shoes, I sold fitness, I sold cameras, I worked at maybe 8 or 9 different restaurants.
I always had a job too.
Like, I just kept doing different things and I kept starting and leaving and starting and leaving. I didn't know what my purpose was, but I found it because I kept on trying things. And if you think that you don't have time, you're wrong, because you don't know whether you have time or whether you don't have time. You don't know the answer. So you need to keep trying things.
So what clicked? What happened where all of a sudden you're like, okay, I'm leaving this.
Yep.
Because I agree. I'm glad you brought that up.
You did the same thing.
Ever since I was 15 and a half.
You were always working, right?
Even with a jail. First job, Taco Bell drive-thru. Driver's permit. Always.
I miss the quesadillas at Taco Bell, dude.
I was always working. But yeah, I did that for like 3 months. I hated it, but I worked hard. I learned busboy. But everything I did, I worked hard. Sometimes it'd be for a month, 2 months. I knew I don't want to keep doing this. All right, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Yeah. But, so that's a good thing to let people know, like, do something, keep doing something.
You have
something.
To, keep
but,
moving.
But then what hit, like, what was like, okay, this is different.
All right, I was selling personal training courses.
Yes.
And I realized that everyone was signing up with me. And I was like, dude, I love selling. I love it. This works for me. I love people. I love working with people. If I can help someone, I'll help them.
And that makes sense for the high eye.
Yes. And then I was like, this is it. This is my future. Selling. And then there was a sales trainer that was training us one day. And he said one thing. He said, I can close my eyes and just by the smell of the airport that I go to, I can know which airport I'm in. That's how frequent I travel. I was 21 when I heard that. And I said, I want to be him.
True.
I want to walk into an airport, close my eyes, and by the smell, I know where I am. That's how frequent I want to travel. And I want to become a sales trainer. And I need to write a book. That was 21. 23, happened. Between 21 and 23, I had no money. I was broke. I was being chased by every bank. I spent my last $2,000 on a trip, on a hotel room, trying to make a sale. I was hungry for 2 days, I had no money to eat, and I was drinking hot water in the hotel room to suppress my hunger. I had nothing. I was broke. I was a deadbeat. And all I had was my attitude, my smile, my eyes, and my brain. That's all I had. And
I love it.
There was endless nights where I'd sleep and I'd cry in my bed at 3:30, 4:30 in the morning, and my mum would come and say, "Are you okay?" And I said, "No, mum, I'm not."
Thank you for sure.
Bro, I'm saying, I would cry.
Not only has it happened to me 10 years ago, it's happened to me like 2 months ago.
Oh, it happens, man. It's entrepreneurship. It's a fight. It's
like, you literally have not, dude, you got the high highs, and I'm not saying we're an emotional roller coaster because we're leaders. We got to be, but you go home. And I mean, I don't preach down people's throats, but personally, that's where I'm like, if I didn't have God, I don't know what the hell I would do on those nights, because I'm like crying in my pillow, and there's no Superman, and I'm just like, all right,
something.
God.
God.
And how I kept knowing it was my purpose is like I feel this pulling in my gut, like keep going. And I'm just like, all right, like that's all I need to know. Okay.
If you ever want to give up, I want you to remember something. All you're doing is wasting time. Because if you give up, in 5 years from the time that you give up, you'll remember that time that you gave up and you'll say that I wish I never did that. Because you'll face a worse problem in 5 years' time. And life,
yes,
it will smash you and it will smack you and it will punch you. And if you're not willing to take the hits, you won't be ready for anything. If you can take hits, big hits, and work hard, big things are coming your way. What scares me is that 10% of the people listening to this podcast or watching this video right now are going to take action after what you're saying or what I'm saying. What scares me is the 90%. The 90%. Don't be that 90%. Don't. You know why? Because when I speak on stage and I see people who are 55 asking a 26-year-old for advice, I get embarrassed. I'm sure that you've come across it.
Oh, man.
So how do you
I had
feel?
A lady
honestly,
in her... in her.
From a speaker to a speaker, how do you feel?
I had a lady in her late 70s at my last event that I was doing, and I was sharing, even though it's hard, I'm like, it's never too late to start not giving up, because she was like, she was retired, but she always wanted to write a book. And I shared, when you talk about motivation, what motivates me is, and that's why I do this show, by the way, is I have other people like you come on and share their story behind the story of what they've done to get to where they are. And it's real. And it gives everyone hope. When I'm crying in my pillow, like literally, I know Patrick did it. I know Mark did it. I know the NFL players on his show went through that. So this is part of the process. But like that lady, I was sharing with her about Colonel Sanders. You know, have you heard it? He opened KFC 66. In his 60s.
66.
Became $1 billion.
He was sleeping in his car at 65.
They were trying to sell the recipe across the... Him and his wife talk about... They got turned down. I look it up. It's like hundreds of times.
Yeah.
In his 60s. But then all of a sudden...
That franchise at 68.
Dude. So I share that, and that lady... It didn't embarrass me. It made me happy. She was like in tears. She's like, I'm going to... Thank you, because I am gonna do my book now.
God bless her.
Because like the people around her, and I need to follow up. I hope she has. But like I could see the sadness, but like then she lit up. Like, oh my gosh, it was hearing that someone else had done it. When she thought at that age, it was that you couldn't have done it. But then also, you hear at 21, 22, especially in this day and age, social media, people that talk bad about it, I see tons of advantages to it if you use it as a tool. I mean, that's why we're sitting here together in Dubai. I saw you
live
streaming.
Social media got you and I to where we are.
Yeah.
Simple. I would not have known you if I wasn't social media.
No. And the fakes, don't worry about the fakes. Like, if you feel like, but they're getting this, blah, blah, blah. Anything that comes too quick, that comes fast, goes fast.
Yeah.
Any get-rich-quick scheme, anything that over...
No, it's all about grind.
They come and they go. And when you meet them in real life, you say you know people and all that, you can see through that crap within how many minutes. When you see them on that...
No, straight away.
And
they
you
start stuttering, the eyes go everywhere. You can read them in a heartbeat.
And when it comes to a question off the thing, they're like, oh,
You ask them. You ask them one question with details.
Yes.
Okay,
it's not like
them,
an A or B answer.
Yeah, ask them how. Start with how. And whatever you say after that, they will be lost in puzzled for words.
They're like, you gotta hustle, you gotta grind.
You gotta hustle. Define hustle.
What did you literally do to...
Yeah.
Give me an example of when you were...
10 steps.
Did you see my private jet?
What?
Okay, no. Well, how did you finance that? What was the interest rate on that?
Exactly.
What was the... Are you a LLC? Are you a S-Corp? They're like... I didn't get my MBA, and I speak at colleges and MBA programs. I didn't understand that crap. So
I got kicked out of college. 1 year in. I wasn't down. That's all. And now,
experience.
I speak at colleges as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so funny.
it's what you do. So, man, those birds are loud.
I hope that the mic is not picking up the birds.
I hope it is, because we're live in Dubai, and I think, look.
I hope that the birds are not powerful than our voices.
I think this is an example of your different purposes in life, because I had Dreamshine, and I still do my company, and then I was like, I want to do a book, I want to do a podcast, yeah. Guests all over the world. And people are like, that's crazy. What does that have to do? I'm like, it's about helping people on a whole other level. Mm. And the fact that I'm in Dubai right now with birds chirping in the background, when I had that vision all those years ago and people thought I was insane and I'm doubting myself and all that, I almost have the chills right now. The fact that you're not even from Dubai. I'm not. You're from Australia. I met you in California. We met up here in Dubai. We're doing a live show.
Yeah.
That's just amazing.
Thank God.
I was scuba diving this morning.
Literally. In Abu Dhabi?
On the King's whatever private island that he built.
In Abu Dhabi?
No, an hour away. It's called Moon Island. It's shaped like a half moon. He sunk a barge ship to attract fish for his own personal fishing and built a huge sandbar in a half shape of a moon so other boats wouldn't hit it. That attracted coral. Wow.
And I live here and I didn't know this.
The guy told me harder than anyone. Dude, it was only him and I scuba diving.
How was it?
No one else on the dude, unreal. Yeah. I have underwater. We're swimming a stink. It was like an aquarium. And I've never scuba dived. I've only snorkeled.
So today was
we did two
fun.
Different 40 so minutes.
He went
37 feet deep.
He's so crazy. I absolutely love him. I called him the other day when he arrived, and I was like, "What do you have planned?" He's like, "I don't know." And then I called him 2 days later. I'm like, "Hey, let's do dinner tonight." And he's like, "No worries, dude." I'm like, "What did you do today?" He's like, "I just finished skydiving over the Palm Island." And then 2 days later, he's going scuba diving.
I had to wait 24 hours, they said, to get scuba dive after skydiving.
Really?
From the altitude to the...
Yeah.
The deeper you go, you got to blow the pressure out.
Correct. We're going to dinner tonight.
Yes.
I'm taking you to a palace.
Stay tuned, everyone.
A Swedish palace on the World Islands.
Yes.
So we're going to leave from the Bulgari Hotel. The yacht's going to pick us up. We're heading out soon. And it should be a really good night. A nice FRP.
And this is what happens overnight if you want to be an entrepreneur in one night, right? You'll be in a yacht. You'll be...
In one night.
No crying in the pillow, no.
No. Don't worry about that. You pay for that.
But you know what? It should give people hope that you shared that you went... And you're still in a process.
I'm nowhere near where I want to be. Nowhere near.
But you're so much further than when you started.
Of course I am.
Look how far you've come.
I just bought a beautiful blue Mercedes. All right?
Yeah.
C-Class in Sydney. 4 months ago. I swear to God. 4 months ago. I picked it up. A month later, I came to Dubai for work. While I was here, the royal family... I had been approached by the private office of the Al Maktoum family. I now relocated here.
I think I have your card.
My car is still at home in Sydney. I just bought it. I don't even get to enjoy it. Yeah.
Look at that. If you guys can see his card from the inscribed with the royal family in gold, probably.
Yeah, it is.
It's still sitting there, huh?
My car is still there, but I don't care about it because my car is a liability. It's not going to make me money.
Isn't that the truth?
That's the truth. But opportunity will make me money. Opportunity will give me prosperity. We're not buying money here. We're not exchanging time for money, but we're exchanging time for money to get us freedom.
Yes. Yes.
Freedom is what people chase.
Yes.
But no one understands that the allocation of money can get you there if you do it properly.
Yes.
That's what people are struggling to understand. They can't wait for their one paycheck because they've never seen money before. So when $500 comes in, it's immediately like $1 million to them.
It's they already spent.
Like a million, and they just go nuts and start making other businesses richer. And that's the problem.
Yeah, that's true. And we learn the hard way sometimes, but you gotta. The thing is, you gotta learn.
Hey, I've wasted Like, a lot of money.
I can beat stuff out if I have to.
Oh, can you? No cussing. Pat likes to cuss.
Just be real. But yeah.
I wasted a bucket load of money, dude. But
I know. We all have.
At young ages, you do dumb things.
And you learn from it. And then I've had sleepless nights where I've had so much debt. And that's...
And
talk about a why. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want... Enough. I don't want... I just don't... It's not worth it.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a peace of mind. I don't give a crap about what that... And you see the flashy people and all that. You don't know what is really... Anyone can have anything. You have no idea how much they owe.
Nothing.
You don't know what their debt... You know what I mean?
Zero.
So
zero.
Just keep being you. Keep being you. And we'll share all of Patrick's links to your course, where people can email you. Anyone doing anything in sales, we have tons of people. If people don't understand, even like if you're an author, we have tons of authors, different people speaking. You're in sales. Anything you're doing, you're in sales. Even if your company isn't specifically sales, you have to sell.
You're
in sales.
You're always influencing whatever it is that you're doing. If it's an argument, and some people say to me, I'm not a good salesperson. I said to them, that's your sales pitch of trying to sell me that you're not a good salesperson. That's your sales pitch.
That's true.
For anyone watching this, I'm going to give you a 30% discount coupon code.
Nice.
Okay? For anyone watching this, I'll give you guys 30% off my sales course, but I don't want you to take my course if you're not serious, because I don't want to lose credibility in the market. I need to make sure that whoever takes my course is passionate and wants to genuinely succeed. If you want personal coaching, Mark will do it. I will do it. There's thousands of people that can help you.
Yes.
If you're not committed, we don't want your money.
No. I've fired clients in here. Yep, that's real. No, that's real. But those that are, that's why I have a wait. Like, I'm always happy to work with those that are wanting to put the time in, wanting to. We don't sugarcoat it, but if
no, we haven't it, on the sugar.
That's our why. That's our passion. So we'll have a link to the promo code.
Yep.
Get the discount. I know we gotta get ready to go to this. What's it called? The palace?
It's a Swedish palace on the World Islands in Dubai. They're man-made islands.
Whew.
10 years ago, these islands were not on planet Earth.
I'll share some pictures of that. I'll put some clips, something here in the feed, or my video guy will. I'm not good enough to do that, but he'll figure out a way to
I'm
do
not
it.
Tech savvy with video
he'll,
stuff.
He'll get it going.
My whole sales course, I was like, I've got a whole videography team. I just got them to do it. I couldn't do it. I was just like, let me focus on training on how to sell.
Yes.
And you guys set up the choreography or whatever it is.
Do what you have to do and learn what you have to learn. And if you can't afford it, Google it.
Simple.
Yeah. And then over time, you can hire more stuff out, but sometimes you got to figure crap out.
That's it.
Right?
All right. Let's get going.
Well, thank you so much, Patrick. And listen, everyone, this is Mark and Patrick here live from Dubai. All things are possible. Keep on going after it. And like this guy said, look, it's about the process. Some nights you will be crying in your pillow. And I want you to understand that not only will that happen, when it happens, that's okay. That actually means you're going closer towards your dream. So never settle, never give up, and keep elevating beyond.
This is Julie.
Hey, calendar, what's my morning like?
Julie's about to have a long day.
At 9 a.m., soccer carpool. 9:10, purchase birthday card. 9:05, dry cleaning.
Did you just go backwards?
I'm sorry, I can't fit that question into your schedule. 9:15, cry for a little bit.
For days that won't end, let Schwann's help. With Schwann's, you can get delicious meals that go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. Visit today at Schwann's.com.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.